thought I'd start by telling you guys that I finished paying off my car about a couple months ago. And that took me 5 years. But I think the most exciting part was when I actually received the pink slip in the mail a couple weeks later. Now, those of you who own cars know that the pink slip signifies that the car actually belongs to you. It's registered in your name, and in theory, nobody can take it from you. And so it's kind of a nice feeling to know that you've accomplished something, you've paid something off, you can claim it as your own. Well, that's when the fun starts, right? Now that you own a car, that doesn't mean that you get to stop paying for it. You still have insurance, registration, lovely thing called maintenance, including tires and all that fun stuff. And the fact is that once you start driving, your life, it gets a lot more complicated. But that's only one little area of your life, right? The more things that you acquire in life, the more it costs you to maintain and upkeep them. Think about a house. You know, as soon as you start owning a house, man, the bills just start piling up. Not that I would know, I don't own a house, but I, you know, from talking to people that do own houses, it's not rocket science, it's just facts of life. Well, the true thing is that this is true with things that aren't physical as well. You know, the more friends that you acquire in a lifetime, the more time that it takes to foster friendships. And it gets to the point where we can diversify our time, our energy, our everything, so we become stretched beyond our means. What about spiritually? Now, we have been given the free gift of the Holy Spirit. And yet, it's not free. You know, the power that comes from God is a thing that lives in and through us. It is how we can learn how to dwell with God. So once we receive that Holy Spirit, life once again becomes a lot more complicated. So how do we live with this fact? How do we act with this knowledge? Well, a lot has to do with our attitude. If you will, turn to Deuteronomy 16 and verse 16. It's a well-known scripture because it has to do with what we are doing right now and what we will be doing in a few minutes. Deuteronomy 16 and verse 16, it says, 3 times a year all your males shall appear before the Lord your God in the place which he chooses, at the Feast of Unleavened Bread, at the Feast of Weeks, and at the Feast of Tabernacles. And they shall not appear before the Lord empty-handed. 17, every man shall give as he is able according to the blessing of the Lord your God, which he has given you. So let me ask you, in what attitude are you here today? We have all come with checks or cash because we are fulfilling this part of the commandment. But more importantly, where is our heart? You know, in really thinking about the meaning behind giving offerings, there is so much more than just the physical act of giving something. You know, you can do something, you can give something to somebody, but maybe your heart really isn't in it. So how do we make sure that our hearts are in the right place? And we remember that it says that the heart of man is deceitfully wicked. It's who can know it? So in this realm today, in this very setting, It means that we should have given a lot of thought about what we are doing here. We should have prayed and asked God to open our hearts and give us a right attitude when we are giving. Now, so much rests upon our attitude. Now, one of my favorite writers had this to say about giving. He says, "You give little when you give of your possessions. It is when you give of yourself that you really give. For what are possessions but things you keep and guard for fear that you may need them tomorrow? Is not dread of thirst when you will is full, the thirst that is unquenchable?" So as we have stated so many times, we are to give a tangible offering according to how we have been blessed. If you will turn to Romans 12 and verse 8. Romans 12 and verse 8 says, "Or he who exhorts in exhortation, he who gives with liberality, he who leads with diligence, he who shows mercy with cheerfulness." You see, the preceding actions here is whatever you do, do it with all your heart, do it with all your might. If you take something on, go for it. So how have you been personally blessed? Have you given the time to think about what you have? Maybe it's not just the physical blessings you have. Maybe it's the spiritual blessings that you have as well. You know, it's easy to look around the world and think, man, that guy has this, he has that, I want that. But that's bringing uncontentment. If you will, turn to Genesis 4 and verse 3. Genesis 4 and verse 3, we read the story of two brothers. "And it came to pass, and in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought an offering of the fruit of the ground to the Lord. Abel also brought of the firstborn of his flock and of their fat. And the Lord respected Abel and his offering. But he did not respect Cain and his offering. And Cain was very angry, and his countenance fell. He had bitterness. So the Lord said to Cain, why are you angry? And why has your countenance fallen? If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin lies at the door, and its desire is for you, but you should rule over it." So we can see that the story here is A, of the first murder, but more importantly, it's related to bad giving. His attitude was wrong in how he gave his offering, and God didn't accept it. And he ended up killing his brother over it. Truly a sad thing. If you will, though, let's look at the opposite side of the coin in 1 Chronicles 29 and verse 9. 1 Chronicles 29 and verse 9, we see a completely different attitude in giving. It says, "Then the people rejoiced because they had offered so willingly. For they made their offering to the Lord with a whole heart. And King David also rejoiced greatly." These people gave with their whole heart. It made them happy, it made King David happy, and it most certainly made God happy. So our offerings today, brethren, are to be monetarily in value. How much are we willing to give God for the tremendous blessings he pours on us, physically and spiritually? You know, we don't just all of a sudden get a giving attitude. We have to be crafting this attitude. You know, our offering today is tied in with our day-to-day attitudes that we have. Those of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Those all work together. So part of giving then is in exuding and giving these characteristics away through our actions. So hopefully today, as we give our offering, we do so in the right attitude and in the right frame of heart.